You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I'm your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for well over 10 years now, and I have over a dozen certifications from astrology, numerology, multiple healing modalities, but I always come back to say I am simply a channel of spirit. And I always like to start out this show and this segment with a message for the collective. And this is just energy over the next 7 days, over next week, what to expect and what's going to unfold. And overall, it seems like you may have a little bit of tiredness this week. And it's not a normal tiredness. It's almost like, okay, you have been working on something for so long and you're like, you're tired. So if you feel like you're not getting any leeway with a project or a goal that you have in mind, or you feel like you may be in a period of stagnation, it is okay to feel that way. It's okay to feel like you have to have your guard up, like you're almost trapped in a way, but that's not the reality. While the emotions are valid of what you're feeling, the frustration of the stagnation, just know that the truth of the matter is there's so much going on that you cannot see. You don't know what conversations are being had in the background. You don't know what opportunities are lying outside of your peripheral vision. So allow yourself some grace and to hope again. It may feel kind of tiring because you've been working so hard, but you are allowed to hope because you are taking the steps in order to achieve your goal. So no matter what happens, just know that you have the strength to get going. And if it may not seem like you're close to your goal, just keep taking the steps and you will find that finish line that you are looking for. And so with that, we are going to jump into our caller tonight. And we have Shawnee from Utah. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. So what can I do for you today? What type of questions do you have?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, how it works. Like, just can you just see what you pick up?
Oh, absolutely. We can do a general reading. And if anything comes up during this general reading, we can just focus on that. Okay, so I am already seeing a lot of positive cards for you, and I love seeing this. Have you had a wedding anytime soon, whether it's yours or somebody within your family?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you are aware of, okay. It seems like very soon there could be a type of a deeper commitment coming. Now, I'm not seeing if it's necessarily you, but this is a very big theme that's coming forward. Are you currently in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married.
And you're already married? Okay. Do you have an anniversary or anything coming up?
Yeah, I mean, in December.
Okay, so that's not quite what this is showing up then. So what I'm seeing is that there is a moment of like really good news coming. And it does involve a man. I can't tell if it is a father figure or it could be your husband. But around this good news, it seems like underneath there may have been some uncertainty going on with this situation, even like looking at what went wrong versus what could be. But a lot of things are changing in the present to make it more like good luck is actually on your side and on your family. And so while this may not necessarily be a marriage or anything like that, there's definitely some very good news coming to your family. Do you have children? Do you have two children by any chance?
I have four children.
Four children. Okay. I'm seeing two in particular, though. Let's see. Can I have more information about the spirit? Okay. Are any of them starting school for the first time?
Like college? Or are we talking like elementary?
A new stage, whether it's elementary or going into like higher education college. But these do seem younger. So I'm going to try to interpret this as more of the elementary type things.
Okay. So my youngest is actually in first grade.
Okay.
And 6 years old.
Okay, so let spirit can have more information about this one. Okay. Yeah, so it's not coming in very clear, and unfortunately, sometimes this happens, but I'm seeing so much celebration around family matters. Okay, I can see a young one starting first grade, but I also see all four of you celebrating, well, all four children plus you and your husband celebrating, particularly around going into October and November, of course, like Halloween, if you celebrate and you get candy, or Thanksgiving if you celebrate that as well. But there's a lot of togetherness here and an overall sense of victory. And it seems like almost, and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but it seems like your husband may be trying to plan something for you guys. It's been in the works for a while, something that's been what he's been wanting to do, but out of fear of anxiety, it just hasn't been able to really come to fruition. Almost like something suddenly happened and came to a point where there was a bunch of different priorities that had to be taken care of. But now it's coming back as to coming back to the emotional side of things and finding more balance again. So if you guys have been busy, life gets in a way, and you haven't even been on a date for a while, whatever it may be, more balance is coming back because there's so much feeling of celebration and more harmony coming within. And you don't have any type of family celebrations that you can think of coming up. It's not going to be a birthday. It's some type of commitment, whether it's an engagement party or a celebration. It's going to be some type of event celebrating a couple.
No, not that I can think of.
All right. Well, just keep that in mind. If you are invited to something in the next couple, like within 3 months, that is going to be just a huge point of togetherness. And it seems like it's been something that's been building up. So I'm seeing 6 to 7 years old. And I know that you said that you had a child going to first grade. But there's more to this. And spirit, can you clarify? And I'm just going to switch to light language just for a moment to be able to get more of that clear message coming in, because it's not coming clear for the cards today. Okay, so within the present moment, it feels like there has been a period of rest, and now things are starting to get moving together again, particularly around gaining clarity. And again, this is coming back, it seems like it's coming back to your husband, as in there's just been a lot going on, a lot of juggling, and not looking at what's in front of him. But clarity is really being brought home. So So one more. How are you with your husband right now, if I can ask?
I think we're good. You know, normal life gets in the way, but I think we're good.
Right. And you guys work together, and I see that there's that love there. There's a wish fulfillment card. So I see all of that. But again, something's coming up about your husband, and it's not anything bad by any means, but it's almost like he's having some type of breakthrough, clarity, that is really going to help him push forward and help him make a transformation of some type. Has he been thinking of a new job or going after a promotion or anything like that?
I mean, he is, you know, trying to get his business off the ground. But he also, I mean, so yeah, kind of.
Okay. So clarity is coming for that. Okay, so there's always going to be missed opportunities, especially at the beginning. And when you're juggling home life, your current career, trying to start something, it's a lot to do. But so a breakthrough putting this together is that, yes, continue to keep going. Take that step by step. There will be some parts of the business that has to be completely transformed. But once that transformation starts to get to complete, then more opportunities are going to come in. It could be an investment or someone wanting to come in, a new beginning of like, oh, okay, like this is a business. This is my first client. This is the first person that is going to help me get my foot into the door. And that is going to create more balance as well. So that is coming through. It is going to take more time. It's going to take more effort. But with that clarity and with this kind of emphasis on a renewed enthusiasm, it seems like he's going to push forward into a way that is going to bring in that financial opportunity for everyone. But yeah, still a little bit more work of saying, okay, what went wrong? Let's not focus on everything that went wrong. We can learn from that. And now we can look at the opportunities that are still there.
Okay. The family thing that you're, you know, talking about or you brought up, could that possibly be another child?
Let's see. Could this It's definitely a celebration. So I do see a little bit of the celebration regarding finances. There is some clear cut information that has been building and it's been coming through. Very possibly that could be a birth of a child coming. And if it's not a birth of a child, I'm going to say it is a birth of a new project or new business. But should you be expecting or not expecting it, the energy is absolutely there that says, hey, a child, whether it's you or within your family, could be on the way. So that is going to be a form of celebration. It's not set in stone, but it is a possibility. Very much so.
Okay.
All right. I hope that helps. I know it wasn't as clear as I like to during these tarot readings, but whatever celebration comes through, I hope that it brings you lots of joy and best of luck with your husband.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful night, and I'll see everyone next time.